There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about the business of keeping the kids busy this morning. Rich is about to take on some daddy duties next week. The kids are off school a bit earlier than we thought. They'll be in your living room for a bit longer than you might have anticipated. So how do you keep them busy, and does it create a bit of a business opportunity? That's the question we're asking this morning. We've had loads of you get in touch to tell us the creative ways that you have come up with to keep your offspring entertained. Ellie's winning.
This is brilliant.
So we've been spending a bit more time around the garden. We basically built a little koi fish pond, and it's become our new family thing. We spend a lot of time around it, and it's a great fun thing for the family, actually. It's been really, really good.
Don't talk to me about your screen time. Get out there and dig a koi fish pond, Richard Dean.
I bought a table tennis table and assembled it myself. I thought I was doing well, but Ali, you have shamed me.
Still, there's only so much fish you can look at as a family. We are speaking this morning to Riaz Sudwala, who is the founder and chairman of the View Emirates Group, and that's the company that owns the family adventure parks Air Maniacs and Street Maniacs. Riaz, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Richard.
How has your business been in the last week since the schools have been closed?
We've had a very mixed reaction, to be quite frank. So with the schools being closed, they have postponed the school trips until further notice. So that's obviously impacted our revenue. However, on the other side, with the schools being closed, parents and children need something to do during the Easter break that's now being brought forward. So from that perspective, we've actually seen, surprisingly, an increase in our footfall.
Can you put a percentage on it?
Probably looking at about, it's not very big, it's probably about 10% in terms of footfall. But we were expecting a decrease. However, the regular customers, when they've come to our parks, have been so impressed with the hygiene levels and the safety precautions that we're taking, that spread via word of mouth. And also the thing is, with new customers, when they do come and they see again the hygiene levels that we operate at, that's brought those customers to become loyal customers for us.
And let's go straight there and deal with that, because the questions that we're getting this morning when we're talking about entertainment at public facilities or at places like, where you've got Air Maniacs, where kids are climbing over things, they're bouncing on things, they're in ball pits, they're ziplining, all of the rest of it. What are you doing to make sure that everyone stays safe and well?
So safety and hygiene has always been our top priority. In light of COVID-19, we actually, right at the beginning, before anyone else, started some precautionary measures, including, for example, we take the temperature of everybody that comes into our park. So whether it's adults, children, delivery people. Before that, before the staff start work, their temperatures are taken. In terms of sanitization, everybody has to sanitize their hands before entry. And again, our staff are trained to actually instruct and teach children how to sanitize their hands properly, which I think is extremely important, because it's not just a case of slapping hand sanitizer on it. It's doing it properly. We have announcements every half an hour for our staff to sanitize their hands. So all of these measures, and on top of that, our deep cleaning has now become three times a day as opposed to once or twice a day. So we've taken I wouldn't say extreme measures, but certainly measures that we think fit the scenario. And even, I would say, in the cafe, for example, we have a member of staff that literally goes to parents and children squirting hand sanitizer as opposed to just leaving a bottle on the counter. So we're being very proactive in terms of our approach, and that has been very much welcomed by our customers.
And presumably you're in constant contact with the authorities about all of this.
The authorities, again, before we had the guidelines from Dubai Municipality and the Ministry of Health, we were doing these procedures and over and above what they expected us to do. So when the guidelines did come out, there was nothing there that we weren't doing.
How do you sit down as a business and draw up contingency plans for this, where you don't know if you are going to get the influx in people you know, and what does that mean for staff? Or you might see a drop off for a couple of months, and what does that mean for staff? What kind of discussions are you having internally?
So if I take our marketing side, the marketing plan that we originally had, that has now been adapted. So rather than going onto social media and boosting offers and looking at that perspective, what we're now doing is that we're communicating the hygiene and the safety side. So we're ringing our customers as well and reassuring them in terms of what we're doing. We're asking them to come and have a look at what we're doing. And again, the reaction has been quite astounding from a customer level. So in terms of, and again, I think the perspective is that, yes, there is the COVID-19 out there. It's not going to last forever. So for us, again, it's business as usual. Our approach, as I said, has been adapted to a certain extent, but business is continuing. We see it as positive in a way, because there's things that we are doing that our competitors are not doing, and therefore we're actually attracting newer customers.
Are you offering, I mean, you mentioned deals there, are you offering deals? We've had the guys from The Entertainer in this morning saying that their, you know, hotel and restaurant partners are very, very keen to offer deep deals at the moment to get people through the doors. What about you?
Brandy, from our perspective, again, the deals are not in response to COVID-19. The deals were always there because we do deals during the Easter breaks and the school holidays. So all we had to do was bring that forward, because obviously the schools broke up 2 weeks earlier. So we've just brought that offer forward. So we're doing a buy one, get one free. We're offering sibling discounts on all of our tickets. And also we've just, for Street Maniacs, we've just launched the Flip Academy, which is, again, it's an academy where...
And this is the outdoor skate park, or the skate park, rather.
No, this is an indoor. So Street Maniacs is it's a multi-activity park. It's best described, the major feature in it is imagine parkour, but on trampolines.
Okay.
So again, we've got Haydo, we've got Quick Jump. It's a completely multi-activity park. And here, because it's on trampolines and parkour, we're teaching kids how to safely do parkour skills and trampolining skills. So we're launching that academy today.
What has the current situation meant for your expansion plans? I mean, clearly you're going ahead with that. What about things you might have been looking at in terms of new facilities?
So again, we haven't delayed, postponed, or held back on expansion plans. We're opening next month in Abu Dhabi. Air Maniacs is opening in Marina Mall. There, we're in quite advanced discussions for opening Street Maniacs in Abu Dhabi. So, from an expansion, again, you know, I reiterate, I think all of us have a consensus that the virus is not going to last forever. So, the thing is that we will continue, and we're confident that as long as we adhere to our safety and hygiene levels of safety, then people will come to us. So, our expansion plans haven't been curtailed at all.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Riaz Sutawala is founder and chairman of the View Emirates Group. That is the group that owns the family adventure parks Air Maniacs and Street Maniacs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.